Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. You can catch us on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. We're coming to you live tonight from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save big on your car insurance. It's really the best thing you can do with your phone over the next few minutes. So call 1-888-FARMERS and start saving today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
All right, we have a special midweek edition of Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia coming up tonight because Alex is leaving. This is last show of the week, of the next week and a half, actually. Tonight, so we want to get that in. We offered him the hot seat, Rob, but he ran away from that. He didn't want any parts of the hot seat.
I think he was smart. Alex is a smart guy. He's not going to put himself in a bad spot.
Rob, between you and I, Chris isn't listening. I think he's scared that I'll take your title away because he was like, you don't have sports takes. I was like, I gave him two right off the get-go. He's like, yeah, let's do Tyshirt's Tower trivia.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Is that where we are? Okay.
It was quick,
I got
to
be honest. He actually has some pretty decent takes.
Really?
Rob.
Wow.
They would be good. We'll do those when he gets back at some point. But let's go back to the NFL, Rob. I want to get your opinion on, we had Mike Sander on from The Athletic. He's the creator of the QB tiers. Now, it's not his opinion, But his guys, you know, he talks to scouts and coaches and executives around the NFL to put together his quarterback tiers. And he said he was talking to someone in the league, I don't know if he said yesterday, but recently, about Dak Prescott after he signed the deal. And he said they were trying to figure out how many guys they could come up with in the league who were better than Dak. And he said they came up with 7. Where are you at on that? I mean, is that pretty accurate in your opinion?
I don't know. You know what? I might start counting quarterbacks. He might be right outside the top 10. I don't know. Is he really that high?
He's because obviously you got the guys that are just no question head and shoulders above him. Pat Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Tom Brady. And then I think you get in Lamar Jackson, right?
I was going to say, please don't leave him out. Right there, there's 6 right there.
That's 6 right there.
Without even really.
And then maybe it becomes, so you got Josh Allen.
I think Josh Allen is better than him right now.
He was certainly better last year. But I think when people, like I think Sando said he wasn't sure about it. I think that just goes to Dak has been good for 4 years. And Allen was really great for 1 year. He was emerging,
but he's
for
trending
the previous
upwards,
2 years.
Though.
Yes. Yeah. He was, look, his year last year was better than any year Dak has had. But I think the only way you could question whether or not he's ahead of Dak is to say, I want to see it for more. Because we've seen Carson Wentz, tremendous year. I mean, you would say with Carson Wentz, right? He had a year, his best year was better than anything Dak's done. But obviously right now you'd put Dak ahead of him. Jared Goff, same thing. Year they went to the Super Bowl, you're probably saying that's something, that was better than anything Dak's done. But I think people now may be getting cautious about can a guy keep it up. So after those 6, I mean, what will Justin Herbert become? He looks like he'll be better than Dak. Joe Burrow probably looks like he'll be better than Dak. Matt Stafford, where would you go on that, Rob? That's an interesting one.
Yeah, Matt Stafford to me is the middle of the pack. I'm looking at the QBR last year. And Chris, who would you – you ready? All right, you got the first 3 you already know, okay, QBR in the NFL 2020. Right. Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. Guess who was 4? 4 and 5 will be surprising.
I bet you Ryan Tannehill is one.
Ryan Tannehill was 4.
Right.
Yep.
5 QBR?
Yep.
Did you say Josh Allen?
No, he's
really?
3.
Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick was 5th. Drew Brees, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson was 8th. Tom Brady was 9th, and Baker Mayfield was 10th. That's in QBR.
See,
I don't see Dak's name, but I think it's because of the injury.
Yeah, he didn't have enough games.
He didn't have enough, so he's not listed in here. But those are your guys right there. And, of course, Chris, you would probably say Tannehill and Fitzpatrick. Now, Tannehill, I think, would be unfair to take him out because he's played more than just 1 good year. He's had a couple years in Tennessee,
but
right?
But do you think he's better than Dak? I agree. Like, he is what – we know what he is. I don't think he's better than Dak, though. I would take Dak. Now, you can – see, I think what happens is you get – after those top 6, you get into some guys are going to have a better year here or there, and some guys are going – you know, like Dak, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Ryan Tannehill. I mean, Matt Ryan, maybe you put him above, you know, on there.
But, you know
– but, you know, you got a bunch of guys that are kind of – one year, one's going to be better. The next year, another guy's going to be better.
Let me give you this one. All right. Are you surprised? Deshaun Watson, 12th on QBR. He's right above Herbert, Murray, Stafford, and Ryan. And you know what? It's not shocking to me, Chris, that Stafford and Ryan are right in the middle of the pack at 15 and 16. Don't you consider those two guys about the same kind of player?
Similar.
Yeah.
Well, at least Ryan did get a team to a Super Bowl. Now,
and he won an MVP.
MVP. So I put him ahead of Stafford. But maybe Stafford will change that narrative, you know, with the Rams. I mean, but right now I'll put Ryan ahead of him. But, Rob, I'm glad you brought up Deshaun Watson because there are reports out now that the Chicago Bears are going all in for either one of these guys, Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson.
They need a quarterback desperately, and they don't want to waste their fifth-ranked defense, right? And the coach and the general manager are on the hot seat in Chicago.
Right. Matt Nagy's like, look, ain't no five-year plan.
Right. I won't be here when the five-year plan. Right. I won't be here. Right.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm going to ask you, which one should they prioritize? They're probably going to go after both, but which one should they prioritize?
I would take I'm and this is no slight to Deshaun Watson, who's a fabulous quarterback and has a great potential and could one day win a Super Bowl or even two. I'll give him that because he is talented. But I would take Russell Wilson because of the experience. He's played in big games. He's won a Super Bowl. He was this close from winning back to back, right? And right. And beating the Patriots and Tom Brady. So I would take Russell Wilson just because he's more proven. It doesn't mean that Deshaun Watson can't win with that fifth-ranked defense, but I would take Russell Wilson because we've seen what he was able to do, Chris, with a great defense, the Legion of Boom.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm with you, Rob. I'm with you. Like you, I like Deshaun Watson, but I don't even think it's a question. And I know Deshaun is younger. Deshaun, I think, is 25. Russell Wilson's 32. But look, Wilson takes care of his body. I think he has designs on – he may not be able to play as long as Tom Brady, but I bet he's got designs on going into his 40s.
And it's so about winning now, too, right? It's about winning now. It ain't about – you say Deshaun's only 25 or 26. He's got time. Really? I mean, ask Dan Marino how much time he had after he got to the Super Bowl after his first time. Aaron Rodgers hasn't been back. I mean, it ain't automatic. So I don't know if you're waiting for somebody to progress or somebody who's been there, done that might be more attractive. Because if you're Matt Nagy, you don't have 3 years, Chris. You got to win. You're going to the Super Bowl.
You better win this year.
This year or next year, and that's it if you don't get there.
Yeah, I would take Wilson, as I said. Look, he's just, like you said, Rob, he's proven it. And not just the Super Bowl win and then getting there again. But this dude has been to the playoffs 8 out of his 9 years, double-figure wins 8 out of his 9 years, and with not a lot of help once they broke up the Legion of Doom, of Boom.
Right.
And Deshaun, kind of similar, Rob, in that he's had his years where certainly hasn't had the best team around him, but he has not had the success that Russell Wilson has. I think they're similar, both high-character guys. Deshaun also, he's not injury prone, but he did have an injury. Russell really hasn't had issues like that. And like you said it, we're trying to win a Super Bowl, and you saw what Russell Wilson could do with a great defense. With a top-notch defense, he could win you a Super Bowl. And that's what you're going for. And Rob, Russell Wilson wasn't as good those years. He was not as good in those first 2 years as he is now.
No, not at all. No, it was a totally different Russell Wilson. They relied on the running game, and every so often he needed to make a pass that they needed to keep the drive alive or a third down conversion or something. But no, he was not driving the bus.
Yeah, so I think it's Wilson. We both agree on that. And I think, too, Rob, Wilson is more gettable. It's going to be – so do you think at this point – I know you said you would trade Watson just because he doesn't want to be there.
Yeah,
but
that's
just me. Are you starting to feel like they won't? I mean, we keep having guest after guest who seems to say they're not going to trade him.
No, it looks like that they're dug in and they're going to call his bluff. And the only alternative he would have is to retire and not play for 3 years. Is that right?
No. He could retire, Rob. But whenever he wanted to come back,
those 3 years kick back in?
Yeah, like it starts. So he's got 5 years left, I believe, on his contract. He signed a 4-year deal. Rob G, correct me. Is it 5 years or 4 years left? It was a 4-year deal, but it may have started.
Yeah, his extension hasn't kicked in yet.
Right.
So it hasn't even kicked in yet. Okay.
So he's on contract for 5 years with the Texans, Rob. If he retired, whenever he decided to come back, guess what? He would start. He would have to go to the Texans, and they would have his right for another 5 years.
Okay, so then he has no leverage. I mean, from that standpoint,
he has no leverage whatsoever.
Right, right.
But here's the only thing: if, and I do think that they're going to end up trading him, and even though they got all the leverage, because Rob, let's say nuclear option, Deshaun sits out and then retires. Okay, you're the Houston Texans. You can say we showed him. We stood up to him and you know, you ruined his career or whatever. But how does that help your football team? Now, granted, you get money back, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I think at the end of the day, you're probably going to end up trading him for a king's ransom.
Right.
And I think that's what I would do. I mean, you're right. They could ruin this dude's career.
Basically.
But
I mean, I remember when Barry Sanders, I was there. In fact, I was able, Barry told me, I was at the airport heading to Vegas, and I saw Barry at the airport, and he basically gave me a scoop. He said, I gave the Lions back their money. I'm like, what? What? So I had
this
to write
this. This was after he had retired.
Yeah, and the Lions wanted their money back. He had, you know, had a signing bonus or whatever, Chris. He had to give the money back. Calvin Johnson still has his panties in a bunch. He wants to.
Right.
He's mad that he had to give his money back. That's a part of the game. That's just
right.
It's how it's
set up.
You
don't want to play and fulfill
right.
the duties. I mean,
I don't understand. I don't understand people who expect to keep the money. Do you?
No. I mean, look. If you get cut, most jobs, our job, you get fired, we would get money. You
right.
get paid. But if you don't want to do it, then you're not going to get the money.
You,
but
you forfeit the money, right.
right?
If you quit.
Right. Right. So, they do have all the leverage, but I just think they're going to. And here's the other thing, Rob. At a certain point, it would become a PR negative for them. Like, I think right now, a lot of people are kind of, well, the Texans have a bad reputation anyway. But, you know, people may side with the team over the player. But don't you think if they forced him to retire, I think the public sentiment would go heavily against the Texans.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
I think it would make them look
out.
Like the bad guy.
Yeah, I think for the most part it would, because they like him. He's done a lot of good things in Houston
right.
and whatnot. So I get that part, and he's more – it's easy to be in favor of a singular person rather than an establishment, right? What are the Texans?
Right.
It's not like personal, but they have a person. Because I'm wearing Deshaun Watson's, you know, jersey. So I feel
right.
a part of him compared to a team.
Yeah. Nah, I hear you. I hear you. So, all right, let's throw it out to the callers, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If you're the Bears and you are desperate to get a quarterback, you're giving up draft picks and the whole nine yards, which one are you going after? Which one do you want most? Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance, exchanges or affiliate products not available in every state.
I'm surprised you waited so long to play this,
I know.
Alex.
What's right. Wrong? You this sick? Are you on vacation song. Already?
I wanted to end it with it.
All right, it is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Also brought to you by Discover Card. Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of stores in the United States that take credit cards. So basically everywhere. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations do apply. Let's get to the calls, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. Who you want if you're Chicago, Deshaun or Russ?
All right, let's kick it off with Michael in Washington. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Michael?
What's up, fellas? I just want to say my wife is active duty military, 20 years, been all over the place, and you guys are the absolute best sports talk show there is.
Man,
Michael, brother, really? Thank you, my man. Thank you.
Man, and you know what? Thank your wife, too, for her service in the military.
Yes,
my dad was in the military and my brother, so we appreciate her.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I will. Thank you, guys. I want to say I prefer, just me personally, I think Deshaun Watson is a better fit. He's Russ is good, but when you let Russ cook, it seems he came up a little short. He won't have to cook as much, I guess, in Chicago with a talented defense, right? But I just like Deshaun Watson better. I just, you know, he was at Clemson. There's just something about him that I think can get them over the hump. Plus, I think he's 5 or 6 years younger than Russ. So he's got more tread on his tires.
Seven years younger.
Wow, that's a lot. And then I want to close with, I'll hear what you guys have to say. I'll close with, look, if one of you owes the other one Jordans, that guy gets to pick the Jordan. He gets to pick whatever Jordan he wants, up to $200. I'm out, fellas.
All right. I'll let you pass on the slide on that one. We love you anyway.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I buttered us up, Rob.
I know. I feel like a piece of bread right now. All right, Spencer in Maryland. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Spencer?
Hey, what's up, guys? No way, no how, if I'm the Chicago Bears, am I trading for Deshaun Watson, who almost immediately after signing a 4-year, $156 million contract extension says, you know what, I don't want to be here anymore. Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson, they have virtually the same QBRs these past couple seasons. Russell Wilson's played behind a much worse offensive line. He's had to run for his life, and he's put up virtually the same stats as Deshaun Watson. So I'm going with Russell Wilson. I think it's an easy decision for me. Russell Wilson has shown that he can lead a team to a Super Bowl, even if it was mostly the defense and the running game leading that team. He's still shown that he can take a team far, whereas Watson hasn't done anything with the Texans, so I'm going with Wilson all day.
Spencer, that's a good take right there. Solid,
that's an
Chris.
Interesting point, Rob. Right. Would that, I don't know if scare is probably too strong a word, but would that, you know, worry you if you were a team going after Watson?
Well, if you make the deal, just remember that he just turned on the people who just signed him. You know what I mean? Like, it's like this. You know, you're fooling around with someone who's married, right? And then you marry her. So how in the world could you trust her, Chris? How did you meet her, right? You met her because she was cheating on her husband. So I'm going to marry you and think you're not going to cheat on me? I mean, I think it's a tough spot.
It's in a guy's background, yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Chris in New York, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Hey, first time caller. Love you guys.
What's up, man?
Yo, what up? How are you? Where are you
Good.
In New York?
How are you?
Where are you? New York State or New York City?
State.
What part?
Upstate.
All right, give us we've been upstate before.
I know.
Tell us,
you don't want to give us the title?
Rochester? Where?
I'm near Binghamton.
Okay, Binghamton. Right, I've been to Binghamton.
Yep. Yeah, so we have an idea where you're at. All right, what you got for us, Chris?
My opinion, I like Russell Wilson going there. I think Deshaun Watson is going to not like it there. I think he should go to Miami. Pretty good defense that's just my opinion.
So you got Russell Wilson in Chicago, Deshaun Watson in Miami. I mean, it's hard to argue with that, Rob. I mean, I think both of those teams would be – they both would be in the hunt, right, for the Super Bowl. I mean, you'd have to consider them contenders. I think both teams, if they could make those moves. Now, we'll see if they can do it. It's easier said than done. But Miami with Deshaun, Rob, they're right there in the AFC. And Chicago with Russell, same thing in the NFC.
No doubt. No, I agree with that, definitely.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It's time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
Yes, sir. Tyster's Tower Trivia. Normally do this on Friday nights, but Alex is going to be gone on vacation for the next 2 weeks, so we're doing it tonight instead. And quick aside, I know Chris and Rob have been saying that we're supposed to have Alex in the hot seat, and he's ducking him, and that's why we had to switch over to the tower. Actually, I got a text from our boss, Scott Shapiro, and it says here, it would be bad for the show and Fox Sports Radio as a brand if a guy who doesn't like sports wins the hot seat. Please do not do it tonight. Wow. So we decided instead to do Tyser's Tower Trivia.
That would be false. Scott. There's no way I believe
it. Nah, that'd be 100% true, CB. Scott knows my wisdom, my ability to rant and debate, and you both
Scott
are very
no
lucky.
It wouldn't be a hot seat about plants, Alex, all right?
I'll tell you this, CB. I would have schooled you both. I wouldn't even need 30 seconds.
All right, for our midweek audience, the way this segment works, we got 7 very easy sports questions. They get tougher and tougher as we go up the tower. But Chris and Rob only get one-word clues to help Alex guess the right answer. All right, so that's how it works again. Now, you guys have spent the last probably 2 days talking about how the three-point shot is kind of hurting the NBA these days. But there's a three-point problem in basketball. So what better way to celebrate that than doing a three-point edition of Tyser's Tower Trivia? So let's get started. I already flipped the coin to see who goes first. Chris got the lucky chance to go number one here. So you get the first question, Chris. Let's get started. Before Steph Curry, Ray Allen was widely considered to be the greatest shooter in NBA history. And he starred in the movie He Got Game, where he played a prep phenom named Blank Shuttlesworth.
Church.
Scud?
That is incorrect.
What did you say?
I thought Scud.
Scud?
Yeah.
What is that?
Right, I don't know. Scud Scuttleworth? Just sounded cool.
Here we go.
What you got, Rob?
Jehovah?
Witness.
That is incorrect.
Man. Witness, that would have been cool.
Here we go, Alex.
Savior. Church. Saint?
That is incorrect. Rob, last chance to steal here. One word clue.
Okay.
There's a very obvious clue. I'm surprised none of you guys have used yet, but we'll see.
It's because they don't know how to give me clues, Rob G.
God?
Priest?
That is incorrect. Alex, if I said Christ, what would you say?
Oh, Jesus.
There you go. See, you guys are terrible.
Right, how does Rob know me?
That was right. That was
you
right.
Guys.
That was too easy. Right. How did we not think of that?
Come on.
I don't know. I was going to say superstar. Jesus Christ.
That would have been better.
All right, so no points for round number one. Move up to question number two on Tyser's Tower Trivia. Rob, you get the first.
I was
going
to say they mispronounce it in Spanish.
Jesus.
There we go.
All right, you got the first crack of this one, Rob. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are easily the best shooting backcourt in NBA history. In fact, their jumpers are so wet, sports fans call them the Blank Brothers.
So wet. Oh, gosh. Sounds
first?
Like a... Yeah, it's all you, man.
All right.
Sounds like a Magic City Monday kind of brand.
Yes.
What do you got?
Pool?
Pool Brothers. Oh, my gosh.
You ain't getting this.
Rob, I swear you guys are your clues. Pool Brothers. Hold on. It's probably too obvious, but I'm going to say Water Brothers.
That is incorrect.
Sorry,
here
Rob.
We go, Alex. All right, you get this one.
Come on.
Splish.
Splash.
That is
there
correct.
We go.
Let's go.
Yeah. 9 points for Chris. He's
Splash
on the board.
Brothers.
All that's right, only 9?
Yeah, but you take 1 point away every time when you move across the
Rob said
the
pool.
Here we go. Number 3. But Chris, you're getting the first crack again because it's your turn. This Boston Celtics legend won the very first 3-point contests in NBA history. That man is named Larry Blank.
Eagle.
Oh, man. Eagle? Oh, man. I feel like it's so obvious. It has to be Bird, right?
That is correct.
All right, I was going to say.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how we played it. I mean, I get the worst ones. All right.
I'm sorry, Rob. I'm trying, man.
Well, Rob, you could have had Christ for the first one.
I could have.
And knowing you, I'm surprised you didn't say Splish for the Splash Brothers.
I'm surprised you didn't say Splish.
I was going to say Splish, but I said it after I realized right after I'd already given the clue. I was like, what am I thinking?
Oh, you know,
I know that song from the 50s.
Splish Splash.
You're thinking of those commercials where they run during the sitcoms, right? Where they have all the old songs. Splish Splash, I was taking it back.
Come on,
all right.
Rob.
All right, here we go. Question number 4. Gets a little bit tougher every round. Here we go, Rob Parker, you're up first. Dirk Nowitzki is the only 7-footer to ever win the 3-point contest. He played his entire NBA career for one franchise. That franchise is the blank Mavericks.
Cowboy.
Cowboys Dallas.
That is correct.
Let's go, Rob.
He knows football. Okay.
All right.
Well, they're scared of my hot tanks. I mean, come on.
That's right. That's why Scott said no hot seat. This is going to be embarrassing. Here we go. Number 5, Chris Broussard, you got a 19-10 lead. You can keep some distance if you get this one. In Game 7 of the 2018 Western Conference Finals, this team famously missed 27 straight 3-pointers. That team is the Houston blank.
Harden.
Harden. Oh, man. CB, you relying a lot on me paying attention to people's names. Harden.
You know he's not listening to our show when he's working.
I mean, come on, Rob. I wait
he
for the...
got his headset in. playing some music, probably.
I'm just getting my anime takes ready. CB, I'm probably going to get this wrong, dude, but it's Houston, right?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
No, the answer is not Houston.
Blank.
No, that counts as an answer.
Blank.
I thought it was Houston.
That counts as an answer.
That's wrong.
Houston. Oh, my bad. Houston. My bad.
Rob, chance to steal.
He knows. Right.
Chance to steal, Rob.
I said it's rigged.
What do you mean rigged? I thought it was Houston.
Comets.
Yeah, you're going with Rockets then.
Yes!
Okay.
So we need a tiebreaker.
We're all tied up.
Let's go, Rob.
And Rob Parker, you're up first with a chance to take the lead. This one's really tough.
Splish Splash, Rob.
I don't think he's going to get it. Steve Kerr holds the record for the highest 3-point shooting percentage in NBA history at 45.4%. But now he's known as the head coach of the blank state Warriors.
California.
Oh, gosh. Rob.
Read the whole name of the team.
You think he knows
Hold on, that's
the
a paragraph, that's a sentence. He gives one word.
Come on, it's the name of the team.
Hold on.
California State Warriors. Man, Rob. I'm probably right on this one. I'm going to say it anyways. I'm pretty sure it's Golden, right?
That is correct.
Let's go, Rob!
But hold on. I get my chance to tie,
You get one
right?
chance to tie.
Let's go, Rob.
If you don't get it,
California's
Rob wins.
The Golden State.
That's right,
Come
baby.
On.
Now, this right. one, I'm almost positive Alex is not going to get. The last level of Tyler Tower of Trivia, we save the toughest question for last one. Right at the top of the tower.
Easy money.
No chance.
Chris, when a player hits a 3-pointer, NBA on ABC broadcaster Mike Breen yells out this trademark 4-letter word to mark the occasion.
All right, Alex, listen close.
All right, I'm listening. Everything else is out.
Big
shot?
That is incorrect.
Oh,
let's get that P. Diddy music ready.
I'm sorry, yes. CB.
Bang. Big bang. Oh, man.
Is it bang?
Where's the music?
Is it bang?
The answer
bang.
Is bang.
Oh, I was waiting for Rob G to say something. Let's go.
It's bang.
Let's go, Rob.
I'll take it today, all right? I needed it.
That was a defensive struggle. Let me just say that.
And I was down big early, but I had to come back.
Rob gave a sentence, though. He gave a clue and then a sentence.
Think of where you are.
I'm protesting. I'm appealing.
What? I did not. I was just saying.
Chris and Rob, as the Bad Boy music plays, keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone in the next few minutes? Look at photos of things other people ate? Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance. Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Worship Wednesday. Coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS. 1-888-FARMERS, and you could save a whole lot of money on your car insurance. Rob, let's wrap it up with a surprise. Little baseball talk. As you know, Texas and Mississippi, I think they're open now, right? Those states are fully open.
And they're saying, no mask, you don't have to. But stores and places of business are still saying you can't come into the supermarket.
So it's up to the store. Yeah, the individual store. Wow. All right. Well, here we go. April 5th, of course, opening day or home opener.
April 1st.
Yeah. But the home opener for the Texas Rangers is April 5th. And Rob, they're going to be the first sports team in America to allow full capacity. So their field, Globe Life Field, holds 40,518 fans. And, in Texas, it's going to be full. It's going to be full. How you feel about this?
Yeah, and don't forget, that's the new stadium, Chris, that fans, they opened last year where they had the playoffs and World Series. So, most of the fans down in the Dallas, Arlington area have never been to their team's new stadium. So opening day, you don't think people are going to show up en masse?
Let me ask you this first. How was the stadium?
It is beautiful.
Was it like
it
all that?
It is beautiful, yes. And the best part of it is, as you know, it's too hot there during the day, Chris, to have baseball, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's too hot in Dallas. So during the summer, so now that they have a retractable, where it can be closed and it can be comfortable inside – the Rangers have a chance of drawing even more fans now, because before it was just unbearable to sit out.
Yeah, in the middle of the day, you couldn't sit right
in the sun. You can't do it. So I think it's a little premature. I would not want to be in as much as I love opening day and a big crowd would be nice. I don't think I would buy a ticket to be in a jam-packed stadium with 45,000 other people. Not yet.
Rob, you know how close the seats are. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you're right next to each other. Like, on top of each other, next to each other.
Getting beer, getting hot dogs, going to the bathroom.
Right.
I mean, it's just tight. It would be tight. All right.
I hope this doesn't come back to haunt them, Rob.
No, I hope not.
Let me
ask you this question real quick. Over, under, give me a number. What do you think the attendance will be, because some people will stay away, but I don't know what Rob G is. It I don't know the exact number. Is it 45,000?
45,000 is capacity.
518.
All right, 40.
Is it 45? 45.
Yeah. 45. Yep.
Okay.
Chris, what do you think? What do you think will be the opening day crowd?
I think if this was in California or certainly a New York or one of these cities or states, I would feel differently. There's a part of me, Rob, because it's Texas, and because maybe half the people in Texas or more don't believe in COVID. I mean, it might be packed. I think it might be sold out, Rob. I'm going to say sold out. Just because of the politics down there. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I get it.
I mean, the fact that they opened the state.
Right. And the whole notion that don't tell me what to do kind of thing, right?
Right.
Don't tell me what to do.
Right.
But I'm going to say this. I'm going to go under. I'm going to say 30 to 35,000. I'm going to say some people it's too soon.
I agree with you and Kevin Durant. It's too soon, bro.
Too soon,
I don't know.
Right?
We ain't betting no Jordans, that's for sure. But maybe a wing. Maybe we'll do a wing bet as the time nears. Something like that. But Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna stick with sold out. I'm gonna stick with sold out, Rob.
I'm gonna say 30,000. I'm gonna say that.
Are you going to opening day?
I'm gonna go to the opener at Dodger Stadium. That's my plan. Yeah, Dodger Stadium. I'll go to that. Absolutely.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, signing off. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. Subscribe, download, leave 5 stars and a comment. And keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon as they bring the heat.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.